This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Civic leaders canceled Christmas festivities today in Bethlehem, the traditional birthplace of Jesus, to protest Israel's reoccupation of the town. But Latin Patriarch Michel Saba, the senior Roman Catholic prelate in the Holy Land, celebrated Christmas Mass. NPR's Linda Gradstein was in Bethlehem today. Did the patriarch address the political situation, the Israeli occupation of the town, and the rest of the West Bank and Gaza?
Well, during the traditional midnight mass last night, the patriarch issued a very strong appeal for an end to violence and for freedom for Palestinians from Israeli occupation. He directly addressed the Israeli people, saying, quote, "Blood has been flowing in your cities and streets, but the key to solving this conflict is in your hands," and he called for a new vision to achieve peace and security.
Don't suppose there were many tourists in Bethlehem this Christmas?
Both last night and this morning, there was a lot of rain and it was cold, and several Palestinians that I spoke to said that the weather sort of reflected their mood. There were a few tour buses. I saw one bus this morning of people speaking Spanish, but nothing like it usually is. And the mood in Bethlehem was really quite gloomy and grim. This morning on the way to Mass, I spoke to a family with four children, ranging in age from 1.5 to 10, and I asked them what they had done before the Mass, if they had opened their presents, and the woman said that there were no presents at all this year. She said her husband repairs watches, that's his profession, and that given the difficulties in the Palestinian economy, nobody is repairing watches. She said if the watch breaks, you just throw it away and you don't even bother repairing it. And so she said there simply was no money and they didn't have money for even one Christmas present. I went into a shop that sells traditional Arabic sweets like baklava, that kind of those sort of small cakes, and the owner said that normally on Christmas morning there's a line, there's about 100 people waiting outside. He said that today I was the first and only customer.
Can you see Israeli forces from Manger Square?
Until early Tuesday you could, but the Israeli troops pulled back to the outskirts of Bethlehem. From Manger Square you can't see them at all. The only Israelis that one encounters going from Jerusalem, the few miles to Bethlehem, are the Israeli soldiers at the checkpoint, and the security was pretty perfunctory. It wasn't, there weren't any kind of lines or anything like that. They just checked anybody with a foreign passport was allowed in, and Palestinian Christians with special permits as well as Israeli Arab Christians were allowed in. But from Manger Square, you don't see any tanks or troops. Israeli officials say that they intend to stay outside the center of Bethlehem unless there are specific warnings of attacks against Israelis.
In recent years, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has attended Christmas services, but not this year.
Well, not this year and not last year. This was the second time that Israeli authorities have prevented Arafat from traveling from his headquarters in Ramallah to Bethlehem, saying that he has not done enough to stop Palestinian attacks on Israelis. At the midnight mass, the chair reserved for Arafat was empty. It was draped with the traditional Palestinian headscarf, and the Latin patriarch Michel Sabah, who is himself a Palestinian, addressed Yasser Arafat, saying, "We wish you were here with us tonight, and we call on God to give you the wisdom and the power under this siege to continue your mission toward peace and justice."
It was not an entirely peaceful Christmas elsewhere in the occupied territories.
No, a Palestinian was killed in the West Bank city of Nablus. Both Israeli and Palestinian officials said that he was a gunman from the Islamist Hamas movement. In addition, about 16 Palestinians were arrested overnight during Israeli sweeps into various West Bank cities.
NPR's Linda Gradstein.